Because when God looks down at Longwood, he doesn't see us here and the Baptist and the Methodist and the Assembly and Mark Sharona, Northland, and the Methodist. He sees one body, because man is the one that put the walls up and put the denominations. That's not from God. So when he looks down at a city, he sees the whole church. And so we have a part. Each group has a part. The church next door has a part to play in changing the atmosphere of Longwood. That assignment, because he's planted us here. He didn't plant us in Apopka and plant us here. He planted us here to change the atmosphere of Longwood. And so in order to advance the kingdom of God, it begins with each one of us. Each one of us make up a whole. We become, the individuals come together, it makes a corporate. And so we're beginning this first part with us. God wants us to take our land for him. The individual, in order to do that, to take back our land, we have to drive out some ites. So let's turn to Joshua 1, verses 1 through 8. And then we'll turn to Joshua 3, verses, chapter 3, verse 10. Joshua 1, it says, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you. As I said to Moses, from the wilderness, and so God says, from the wilderness of Lebanon, all the way as far as the great river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites into the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your territory. Verse 5, no man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. And God says to Joshua, be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers. Verse 7, only be strong. God keeps saying, be strong, be courageous. I've given you the land. He says, only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Verse 9, have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Now that, do not look to the right or the left. When God gives us an assignment, so many times we've talked about this, distractions will come to try to get you off what God has told you to do. Well, why don't you do this instead of that? And then we talked about that last week. Then you get to reason, well, maybe that wasn't God, or maybe I should do this. So we have to stay focused on what he's told us to do. Otherwise, it will not get accomplished. So God's told Joshua, I've given you the land. Go and possess the land. Drive out the ites. We'll see this in chapter 3, verse 10. And Joshua said, by this shall you know the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from before you